The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, Stephanie Regan. Stephanie, good morning.
Good to see you, Pat. How are you?
Now, Christmas is a time when families get together, often in huge gatherings, but what if you find yourself on your ownio? And I know being alone doesn't mean you're necessarily lonely, but how do you handle this particularly kind of family season?
Yeah, family and romantic, I think, as well. People think there's the sense of lots of family, lots of gatherings. And then, of course, there is the sense that I always say that people, I think singletons, I see this a lot, they feel everybody's loved up. Well, you know, that's not absolutely how it is. But we all know people put a good foot forward at Christmas for, you know, the gathering and the being together. But I just wanted to give, I suppose, this moment to the people who find themselves alone and in a way to turn it around a little bit and see there are good things about being in that space and not for it to be the one who's on their own.
Okay, but, now just to clarify things, you might be loved up at the moment, but beware December the 6th.
Correct. Yes, December the 6th seems to be a key point where breakups happen prior to Christmas. So if you're in a, you know, in a youngish relationship, we're not saying it's necessarily the case for, actually, I would say the opposite is the case for marriage, that people, in fact, always almost always wait until January. Beware of that too, of course. But the 6th for those earlier relationships, maybe you're 6 months together or you're 9 months together and now you're heading towards the first Christmas, there's a tendency for people to look around and think, am I going to introduce you to my parents or are you going to fit in? And suddenly that comes on the horizon. And it is seen as the sort of acceptable cutoff point for breaking relationships because it gives maybe a little bit of time for you to adjust and to work things through prior to Christmas.
Also being a bit kind to the other person if you're the one who's initiating the breakup.
Correct.
So for those who are on their own, as I say, not necessarily lonely, but they will be excluded from so many things.
Yes, well, I think that's a point that we all have to take, you know, really, it's no harm to put it into our view here, that there are many people on their own for all sorts of reasons, newly broken up. I'm very conscious at the moment in October and November, I've been talking with a lot of separated people who are negotiating their first Christmas, you know, apart. I know we often talk about blended families, but I think it is really important because at Christmas, there's a lot of haggling about where the children go and all of that. And somebody is alone. Mum or dad who doesn't have the children with them is the person who is alone. And that's a hard place when you have already, no matter what the breakup is about, you know, that is a hard place for whoever that individual is. And I think just a little shout out for some kindness, I think, in that and fairness. You know, it's also possible to share the day, to have a visit in the morning and to have them with the other spouse in the afternoon. But just remember, it's very painful for people not to have their children at Christmas.
Yeah. And the idea of, you know, you dad is allowed to visit the kids maybe on Christmas morning and then he has to say farewell. Where is he going? To some little flat
for and
a solitary.
It's tough stuff, and I'm, you know, I know people often say this about me, but I have I'm a very big advocate on the, you know, for the male side of separations because it's, you know, when you have the children with you, and predominantly that's how it is, there's a lot of comfort in children as well. You know, there's a lot of joy in having them around you. So I'm just shouting it out there for the men that I think we all have to be really kind towards the people who do not have their children with them at Christmas.
Now you actually have a few tips and try to make it more normal.
Yes. And well, I think to remember a few things. Why are you alone? Are you alone intentionally? Did you mean it to be that way? Is it something that has been thrust upon you? These things are going to make a difference. Of course, is there grief? Are you a single woman, a single man, and you've wanted it that way all your life? Fine. Many people who are alone and live alone and all of that are very strong, resilient people. They're people who have learned to manage their emotions, to manage them. So we see a lot of this. Aloneness also allows you a lot of, you know, creativity because you can't, when you are distracted all the time, you're not going to have that sort of creative side flowing. So I look at it as quite a positive thing. And I suppose what I'm encouraging people to think about is the plus side of aloneness and the plus sides of being intentional about using that alone time really well. So less of the kind of poor you're alone, but rather are you using your aloneness in a good way? That's where I kind of am with this. And, you know, there's a lot in the psychology to tell us that if you don't spend enough time alone, your creativity cannot spark. because there's a kind of a state that we go into, this called the diffuse state, where your thoughts go kind of freewheel slightly. You know, when you're slightly distracted, you're sufficiently distracted and suddenly the solution appears to you.
Yeah.
That is because you've gone into that diffuse state. People talk about it a lot when they're in the shower.
Okay, so we have two categories of people, those who really don't want to be alone, and we should think about those and perhaps reach out.
Yes.
And then those who are actually quite happy to be alone.
To be alone and to embrace it a little bit more. And I suppose what I'm saying is, let's take the sadness off it and also look at, of course, it's not nice to be alone if you don't want to be alone, but there are pluses. And if you are more intentional about it and what you use that time for and how you approach it and how you frame it in your mind, you will do lots better.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.